ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Hey, this is great, man.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
That cat is deep.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Every night I went out there, I did it for them.
Ladies and gentlemen.
A disaster for the galaxy, Captain.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. On a very, very sad note, of course, the passing of Emmanuel Stewart, the great gold father from the Kronk Gym in Detroit, Michigan. What can I say? Passing in the age of 68. I knew he was ill. We're going to dedicate a lot of this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network to the legacy of the great Emmanuel Stewart, a man that's met just about every president there is, of course, the former 1963 national AAU United States champion. He was quite a personality, quite a man, always looking to help people, probably tried to help too many people. That was probably one of Emmanuel's faults. He was over-helping. But the bottom line is we'll spend quite a lot of time in this hour talking about the great Emmanuel Stewart, who passed away this past week in a hospital in Chicago, Illinois. There is an HBO card. Of course, the main event tonight, Miguel Vasquez. He's 135 pounds. That means lightweight. He's 31-3. Take down Marvin Quintero, who's 25-3. We will talk about that. I did spend the week at the WBO convention down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I never left this. This is the only time I've ever went anywhere and never left the hotel. I was there Monday to Friday. And this, the weather was nasty. It was ugly. And, of course, this superstorm is supposed to be coming in. It's going to wipe all this stuff out. Made my flight, delayed it, canceled it, call it what you want. Virgin America pulled me off a flight at 7:45 yesterday morning and then put me on a 5:45 flight. And they wanted me to wait around the airport all day long. They said it was due to weather conditions. I got to chastise them on this one, okay? The weather wasn't that bad yet, and other airlines were flying, and they were flying to other cities. So they might have given me the job there. But the bottom line is they packed us all into a 5:45 flight, and we did get home from Florida. And, of course, this superstorm was supposed to be like the undisputed heavyweight champion of storms, just like I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, though, on a milder note, a sad note today, with the passing of Emmanuel Stewart. You tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Boxing is an unnatural act because everything in it is backwards. You want to move to the left, you don't step left, you push on the right toe. To move right, you use your left toe. Instead of running from the pain like a sane person would do, you step into it.
Check it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. We are celebrating the life of Emmanuel Stewart, who passed away, of course, this past week of either colon cancer, stomach cancer, or what's that third one? Defibrillator. And I'll get into it in a little bit. But the bottom line is he had some problems with his intestines, and he left us at the age of 68. And I will say this, that if it does end up being colon cancer, for those of you that do listen to my show and do watch and read on the website, I've written articles about men getting colonoscopies and how important it really is. I mean, it really, really is. Remember Robin Gibb of the Bee Gees passed away earlier this year? He wouldn't get a colonoscopy. What did he die from? Colon cancer. Bottom line is, you need to take care of yourself. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. We'll bring on my man from the City of Angels. We'll talk a little Emmanuel Stewart. Of course, there is some HBO tonight. So let's get that out of the way to begin with. Of course, we're talking about KP, Kevin Perry. Morning, Kev.
Morning, man.
All right. How good is Miguel Vasquez?
Be honest with you, I've never seen him fight.
Yeah.
I really don't know much about him. I hear he's a very good boxer. I think his only losses are to Tim Bradley and yeah. I think Saul Alvarez. I think he lost to twice, I believe. I'm not 100% positive.
Yeah, the last time he faced Alvarez was in 2008, and he lost a decision to him at 148 pounds. But he's taken on Marvin Quintero. I would think that Vasquez looks better on paper, and of course, standing up to Alvarez and going the route with Alvarez, who's a bit of a beast, is an accomplishment. Okay, Kareem Mayfield and Mauricio Herrera. Now, you know Kareem's my boy, so I really want to get all biased and that kind of stuff about that, of course. But the young man from the Western Edition, which is District 5 here in San Francisco when it comes to supervisors representing the different parts of San Francisco, Christina Alagi. The supervisors from District 5 will be honoring Kareem Mayfield this Tuesday at City Hall between 2 and 3 o'clock. Of course, this is a proclamation, and there's an award going out, and they'll take pictures, all that kind of good stuff, but a proud day for the family of Kareem Mayfield. But Kareem Mayfield tonight going against Mauricio Herrera. Herrera's, he's okay. I've seen him fight a little bit, but it looks like Mayfield's going to win this fight. Has Mayfield got the goods?
kind of hard to say. I mean, he can punch pretty good. He's got good speed. He can kind of get a little bit, I wouldn't say fully predictable with his attack, but he kind of loads up on the right hand a lot. He gets involved in a lot of ugly fights. I think that's the biggest problem with him is kind of his lack of experience, and I think he gets a little bit overzealous at times, and he doesn't try to set up his punches. I think he has a great shot at 140 just for the fact that as good as he is so far and the amount of things he can improve on, if he can improve on some of those things I mentioned, I mean, he's going to be a really difficult guy to beat at 140. And I think he's going to stop Herrera. I think Herrera is the perfect opponent because Herrera can't punch. He lets his hands go, but he kind of lacks defensively in a lot of areas as far as being able to get out of the way of punches. He likes to really mix it up and get into wars. And when you're not a big puncher, that usually doesn't favor that type of style.
Okay. There's one other fight on that card as well, and I don't know a whole lot about this guy, Thomas Dullarme, 16-0. He's a welterweight, 12 KOs, taking on Luis Ubrego, who I have seen fight in the past. He's pretty tough, but he isn't anything superior. I wouldn't call him like the upper echelon of the welterweight division. 33-1, 27 KOs. Is HBO putting on, are they sacrificing quality for quantity? In other words, by putting three fights on this card, they've got to pay six fighters, et cetera, et cetera. It always boils down to the bottom line. But instead of putting on...
I think what this card was supposed to be, and I believe it's a Gary Shaw card, obviously, because Bregu's on it. It seems like almost every time Shaw has a TV date, somehow Abreu lands on the card when he really isn't much as a fighter. I mean, he built his record up against a lot of not very good opponents. He looked pretty crappy against Tim Bradley on HBO in that fight I think they had a couple years ago. So this is a showcase for Thomas Dullarme. If he's the real deal, like a lot of people think he is, I believe he was Dan Raphael's prospect of the year last year, I think. A lot of people think highly of him. He's a good puncher. He's got good technique. Can he take a punch? I really have no idea. But the bottom line is he's somebody that people believe will be exciting. He fights out of Puerto Rico. I believe he's from, I can't say Bahamas or one of those other countries, but he's not a native of Puerto Rico. But he's really, the Puerto Rican people have kind of taken him under their wing. So he's expected to be the next Puerto Rican star, Miguel Cotto, or somebody of that ilk. That's what they're hoping he's going to become. And I've seen him fight a couple times. He's got good skills. The guy could take a punch. He's going to be a very tough fighter to beat. He's got a good style, and he just really, he's got good skills. I just want to see more of him and see how he does against this guy, and then we'll go from there.
HBO from the Turning Stone Casino in Verona, New York, where they do not serve alcohol. It's the only casino in my life, and it's packed. It's not like, I'm telling you, it's packed to the gills. But you can't get a beer there. You've got to drive like 10 minutes to get one. Of course, that is the HBO card tonight from Verona, New York. And if you, Verona, New York is like about 2 miles from Canasota, New York, which is the Boxing Hall of Fame, of course, flying their flags at half mast in honor of the great Emanuel Stewart. Now, a couple more things before we get to the Emanuel Stewart portion of the show. You've got some fights coming up this year. Some fights are big, some fights aren't. Is Manny Pacquiao and Juan Manuel Marquez, has it lost some luster because of the fact that, you know, Pacquiao and Bradley was controversial, and some think that Pacquiao lost. Most people thought he won. Other people thought it was an even fight. I mean, we can argue about that one all day. But the bottom line is his stock value dropped?
I think his stock value's dropped. I think the fight with Marquez, the reason, I think Pacquiao against any other fighter, people would be very interested in a fight with him against any of the other top welterweights. I think the bottom line here is, I think this is a fight with Marquez that we've already seen three times. And although it's still, you know, will possibly be an entertaining fight, I think people just kind of get sick and tired of rematches. You know,
wait.
A rematch two or three times, I mean, how many times do the guys need to fight? I mean, couldn't they put him in there? I mean, there are plenty of guys he could fight. I mean, I know they're not going to make the fights with Golden Boy fighters, but I'm just going to bring him up anyways. They could have him fight Robert Guerrero. They could have him fight Andre Berto. They could have him fight Devin Alexander. They could have him do the rematch with Tim Bradley. But no, they're having him fight Juan Manuel Marquez. Now I'm not even going to bring up Mayweather's name because it's obvious that fight's not going to happen anytime soon. So, I mean, I just named about four or five opponents, and for some reason, he's fighting Marquez for a fourth time. And he already beat the guy twice.
Okay, take a breath. Kevin Perry, stick around. Don't hang up on me. Hold on. KP's going to be on the line. We'll talk a little more boxing with him and some Emmanuel Stewart. Of course, this show is dedicated to the life of the great Hall of Fame trainer and broadcaster. I'm talking about the great Emmanuel Stewart. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the tax doctor help you. The tax doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the tax doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Stay tuned for a $1 million dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
Well, that's a changing society today, and that's it's a lot of, you know, we could get into that. We're going through a million things, even though they watch so many of the shows. I mean, it's nothing but stuff, whether the crime scene or this and that, is always the TV show, and it's cutting up the body, somebody's finding the body decomposing, all of it. This is a society right now that just totally out of focus. Excessive violence, excessive sex on TV and the music and the theaters. I mean, it's just the sports, the only thing that they can relate to, which they see mostly, is in basketball and football, mainly basketball. And that's what the kids are most far going, and especially the black kids. And this moment, you want to go into something, what you see, you don't even see all the amateur boxing on TVs.
Go, Father.
A lot of kids, get so a lot of people see something, that's what they want to be involved with, but they don't even see that anymore.
The godfather of soul, James Brown. Around Detroit, Emmanuel's like the godfather. Of course, his real nickname, his real moniker was the Goldfather, because we had that Midas touch. Anything he touched back in the day turned to gold. And of course, everybody remembers the gold Kronk jackets and the T-shirts, of course, and the ring jackets that Emmanuel and his crew used to wear to the ring back in the day when it was the Kronk. Of course, the Kronk boxing gym and the Kronk, how can I put this? It's like an old building. It was like ancient. It was like 100 years old. It was out in the middle of nowhere. It wasn't in the greatest of neighborhoods in Detroit. Detroit's got some nice neighborhoods, believe me. But the bottom line was it produced a lot of champions. It was a sweat box. Of course, Emmanuel Stewart started all that stuff back up in 1971. That's when he started the Kronk gym in Detroit, Michigan, of course. His first champion was Hilmer Kenty, who defeated Ernesto España. When was that? I think it was 1980, March of 1980. And, of course, he really sprung to prominence with Thomas the Hitman Hearns, knocking out Pepino Cuevas, of course, in 1980 as well for the welterweight championship. Of course, he would later to lose to Sugar Ray Leonard in one of the biggest fights ever. And we can go on and on about that fight. And, of course, he... great fight with Marvin Hagler and Tommy Hearns. But the bottom line is, for most of Tommy Hearns' career, Emmanuel Stewart was his mentor. Emmanuel Stewart was in the corner. So when Tommy Hearns said at a card a fortnight ago held in Michigan that we need to say, we need to have a moment of silence for the life of Emmanuel Stewart, I knew that things were seriously wrong, that things were going wrong, okay? Call it whatever it was, of course, they're trying to say now it is colon cancer. That's what's being reported, and that's what I was told, and that's what I ran with initially. It was stage 4 colon cancer, I was told, and I was told this about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And knowing this, and I mean, I didn't know what to do, okay, because I knew that the passing was coming. So I wanted to talk to him. I didn't want to tweet with him or anything like that or tweet with his girlfriend, but I wanted to talk to the Goldfather. So I called every hospital in the Chicago area, every single hospital. I asked him if Emmanuel Stewart was staying there, if Lennox Lewis was staying there, or if Thomas Hearns was staying there. Because sometimes Emmanuel would, you know, use those kind of names when he checked into a hotel or a lesser name. But the bottom line was those were two of his favorites. And I tried to find that out. Not in any of the hospitals I could locate, but he did pass this past week, of course, at the age of 68. His first champion, as I said, Hilmer Kenty, but there was Jimmy Paul along the way. These were him, Hearns, and Kenty were three Detroit products. And, of course, I will in a second. And, of course, Emmanuel has the native thing going on as far as Detroit's concerned. I mean, you've got, as I said, Jimmy Paul, Thomas Hearns, Hilmer Kenty. I mean, people were starting to take notice of that Kronk jacket, that gold jacket. When you look back in time, it was either gold or it was sort of a reddish. Sometimes he wore various colors. But the bottom line is the colors of the Kronk gym are forever etched in anybody's mind that's been watching boxing for about 15 or 20 years now. Of course, Emmanuel Stewart, as I said, passing this week at the age of 68. Now, Kevin Perry is still on the line, KP from the City of Angels. And Kevin, What would you say is Emmanuel's legacy? How would you put that in perspective?
Well, I think Emmanuel's legacy is, I think in the opinion of most, I mean, he's probably the most influential boxing trainer of all time. And if he's not the best, he's right up there with some most notable names. And I think what people remember about Stewart is his passion for not just the professional game, but also amateur boxing. He's really done a lot for the community, and his gym is legendary, probably the most legendary boxing gym. I mean, everybody knows Kronk.
How did it get the name Kronk, by the way?
Because it was in the Kronk Community Center.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that's definitely. I mean, his legacy is not really any one thing because I mean he's a great announcer. People know him obviously from HBO. He's trained some of the best world champion boxers, and I think to me the stuff with the amateur boxing, I think really is overshadowed by a lot of other stuff. But I think that's really what's one of the most important things. I mean. He took Tommy Hearns from the amateurs and trained him ever since he was a kid and made him a world champion. And to me, that's really what exemplifies what a great trainer is, because a lot of times you see trainers nowadays and they get fighters when they're kind of already developed and they basically just have to kind of fine-tune some of, the stuff that they have, you know. And I think it's much more difficult to build a guy just, from the start and then take him all the way, because sometimes what happens, you develop a guy and, they probably go to some other trainer or they have other, whispers in their ears on stuff they do with their career. And Manuel Stewart, great trainer, great manager, a great person. And, just such a credit to boxing. I mean, he's every aspect of him is what exemplifies what's great about this sport.
You know, it was so cool when I would go to Detroit, I'd stay at his house, and he lived across the street from, I'll tell the story a little bit later, but he had lived across the street at one point in time from Leon Spinks, the former heavyweight champion of the world, in a house that was once owned by Diana Ross, the Diana Ross of Diana Ross and the Supremes fame. But we've got all kinds of stories about, I could sit here for hours and tell stories about staying with him and the stories we tell back and forth, and he would tell me things about fighters that maybe someday I'll write about, but at the current moment, I will keep those to myself. But unlike the death of Alexis Arguello a couple of years ago, people, I haven't expanded on that, and Alexis was close to me as well. Of course, I went down there in 1999 and tried to get him into rehab because he had a cocaine or crack problem. In fact, he appeared on Ring Talk Live Worldwide talking about suicide and things like that. So his death still bothers me, and I haven't had the I don't talk about it much on the radio, don't write about it too much, and I just don't, okay, because it just bums me out. He allegedly shot himself in the chest with a gun, okay? But Emanuel Stewart's death we knew was coming, okay? The colon cancer diagnosis, the bottom line is that, if you've got stage 4 colon cancer, you're not long for this world. You're just not. And Emanuel Stewart did pass away October 26, 2012, at the age of 68 years old. Of course, he was born July 7th, 1944, in Virginia. Wasn't a Detroit native. Came to Detroit at the age of 12 with his mother. And his first vocation in life was as that of an electrician. He boxed a little bit, of course, won the 63 national title, but... And he brought us some great champions. I'll go into the list of champions a little bit later. In fact, Emanuel Stewart, a 10-minute interview with the Gold Father, will be part of this show as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Do you think that Tommy Hearns, the fact that, he was the guy that brought us Tommy Hearns, do you think that was what really stands out, or what he's doing now, things like, with Vladimir Klitschko, the world heavyweight champion? I mean, what will he be known for most? Bringing us Tommy Hearns, and Tommy Hearns losing the two biggest fights of his career against Ray Leonard and Marvin Hagler. Of course, he avenged the Leonard loss, but they gave him a draw instead of a win.
Well, you know what? I think by far Tommy Hearns, and I think you did bring up, that he did lose the two biggest fights of his career. But you know what? Big fights make fighters legends. I mean, he did lose the two fights, but you got to remember, those weren't fights were like easy fights. I mean, he was in both fights, and they both were great fights. So I think that's the thing about fighting today is fighters are afraid to take risks. But that's what made Tommy Hearns a great fighter. That's what made Leonard a great fighter. That's what made Hagler a great fighter. They fought great fighters. And if you fight great fighters, you're going to lose a couple fights. So, I mean, there's a lot of big fights that he won. I mean, that fight against Roberto Duran, when he knocked Roberto Duran out, who everybody says is Iron Chin. I mean, that's one of the most brutal knockouts in boxing history.
I was sitting 5 feet away from that punch, 6 feet away from that punch when it was thrown. So I can tell you it was the most violent punch, one of the most violent punches I've ever seen in my life. Of course, we're talking about the great Emmanuel Stewart. KP, all the best to you, man. You have a good weekend.
All right, you too, man.
Got the Godfather of Soul again. Of course, the Godfather to some, the Goldfather to some. I mean, he was named the Goldfather by the late Ben Green, the columnist for the Racing Form. Of course, I'm talking about the great Emmanuel Stewart, the Goldfather, passing this past week at the age of 68. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, America's largest invention company, and learn how to get free information. Call toll-free 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call InventHelp now at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
Can't get enough sports? Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. Love your team? Love your town? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Over 500 of the nation's best sports writers and 35 million fans all gathered in one place, telling you the stories, sharing the opinions, and bringing you the news that matters to you most in sports. Whatever your sports passion, we've got a home for it. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, brought to you in part by Don Picos, the great Mexican bistro, of course, in San Bruno, California, 461 El Camino Real, to be exact. It's about three-quarters of a mile south of Highway 380 on El Camino Real. The bottom line is, it's like a five-star Mexican restaurant, the best Mexican food in the entire world. Organic in base. And the bottom line is you will find no finer Mexican food. If you come to the San Francisco Bay Area, this is the place to go, Don Pico's Mexican Bistro. In fact, you can check out Don Pico's online at donpicosbistro.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, and we are celebrating the life of Emanuel Stewart, of course, born, as I said, in July of 1944. And the thing was, I would call him on July 7th of each year, and sometimes I leave him a message, sometimes I get him live. So, you know, the bottom line is he's a very, very busy man. He's always traveling around the world. But what was funny about one year was I called him to wish him happy birthday, and he was like in Kiev or Ukraine or somewhere, almost like a distant planet. And it was like 4 o'clock in the morning. And then, you know, I'm singing happy birthday to him on the over the phone, because he would have his cell phone forwarded to anywhere he was in the world. I don't know if that's the iPhone or whatever it was, but the bottom line is you can call Emmanuel anywhere he was in the world. He would have his phone forwarded. You hear these funny ringing noises, like, you know, you were calling out, calling outside the country, and then he picks up. He was all confused and sleepy, but you know, those are just some of the birthday wishes that I exchanged with the gold father of the Kronk Gym, passing this week at the age of 68. I mean, he worked with fighters like, you know, before I go through a list of champions he worked with, think about this. He took on Dennis Andres and trained him after Tommy Hearns beat him, okay? So he picked up a guy that had lost a fight to his guy. He did the same thing with Lennox Lewis. Lennox Lewis gets knocked out by one lucky punch with Oliver McCall, and he takes up Lennox Lewis. Of course, it took Lennox Lewis to the undisputed world heavyweight championship. So he was a fine tuner. He could teach a guy a style to win. Wasn't the most effective style sometimes. It wasn't the Kronk style, because the Kronk style was to come out and knock you out. I mean, boom, let's take care of business. You need to go to sleep. But with guys like Vladimir Klitschko and Lennox Lewis and that and things like that, and guys like that, guys that have been knocked out whose chin is not all that dependable, Emmanuel would teach them a different style, but it brought them the success. So now we go to a prior interview that I did with the gold father of the Kronk Gym. Of course, I'm talking about the great Emmanuel Stewart, and we'll pick things up with this. Emmanuel, how are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good tonight, Pedro.
Just pretty good. You sound great.
Well, I'm not complaining. I'll put it that way.
I know. They know. Listen, bro, you and I figured out a long time ago it doesn't do a whole lot to complain. Anyway, last night, Andre Berto, what was your report card on the young man?
I thought it was a good performance. Not great, but it was still good. If he'd have stepped it up a little bit more earlier, he would have won sooner because, you know, Quintana is not the type of guy that can deal with a bunch of punches coming at one time because he's not that coordinated. But just one or two punches at a time, he can avoid. But nevertheless, he's still about a year away, if he ever gets there. I'm not even sure he's going to make it, but at least he's progressing. But he's not ready yet.
So who will be America's next boxing idol? I mean, you know, people like Mayweather and Mosley, those guys are getting long in the tooth, and you know, Kelly Pavlik got it. Is Kelly Pavlik the real deal, Emmanuel?
Well, right now, Kelly's image is down tremendously. His last stellar performance was the first fight with Bernard Taylor, insisting that, you know, he struggled with a decision in the second fight and was trailing, I think, at the end of 10 rounds. And then he had, the embarrassing loss to Bernard Hopkins and two cancellations with Paul Williams, which most of the fans said that there was nothing really wrong with him, which I feel just opposite. I know he was actually hurt. But nevertheless, he hasn't did anything in a long time. So the fight coming up this week, I think, is with Sergio Martinez. It's very important for him to regain some respect, which he has lost for the last 24 months, I would say. But I don't think, no, he's not going to be the savior for America for boxing. I don't know. It's a lot of young fighters that's coming up out there.
Okay.
But no one particular fighter that really has captured the eye of the public, of the fans in America. Maybe possibly someone, but me and Barry, out of this Super 6 or whatever, that Super Middleweight title at the elimination they have in for the 168-pound division.
Okay, like the Super 6 with my man Andre Ward in charge of that tournament. Hey, are you training? Are you working with Miguel Cotto? Somebody just sent me an email and asked if you're working with Cotto. You working with Cotto?
Yeah, I'm going to start working with him.
That's good. That's good. I mean, that would be great. I think that would be great for both of you. I think that Cotto's got some ability and some talents, and I think that you know that he sold himself a little short by going down to 145 pounds, knowing he was struggling to make 147. Emmanuel, and you and I know, going back to Tommy Hearns in 1981, how a couple of pounds means a whole lot.
A couple of pounds is crucial. The body gets to a certain point where it says if you go just 2 feet over, you're going to be leaving from Nevada to California. I mean, you change your whole body structure. I mean, everything has changed completely different. And, you know, but Danny Pacquiao is a very good fighter, too. So, okay. You know, you can't do that when you're fighting a fighter of that caliber.
Okay, so how does a guy train for 4 hours, four or five times a week? How does a guy do that?
Well, you have to be really totally committed to your sport, and you have to have a love and a passion for it. You can't do that other than that, you know.
But
nobody would normally do that.
Emmanuel, I mean, I think of all the greats. I look back, Ali spent 2 hours in the gym. Larry Holmes spent a couple hours in the gym. Ray Leonard used to try to get out in an hour and 35, hour and 40 minutes. I mean, some guys, Archie Moore spent sometimes just 35 or 40 minutes in the gym. I mean, 4 hours in the gym, isn't that a little excessive?
Now, who are you speaking of?
Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah, and that's why he looks so strong, you know, and fit. And he has that tremendous stamina to have punching power from the first round to the 12th round.
All right, now you.
He's an exceptional, though. He's the only person I've ever known like that in modern times. They have that kind of dedication to boxing.
All right, the Klitschko brothers. They ever going to fight each other? Why doesn't one of them cheat with the other guy's wife or something like that to build up some bad blood here? Because that seems like the only fight in heavyweight division anybody wants to see.
Well, there is a fight that's the next biggest fight may happen, and that's the guy named David Haye. Just basically through him talking and doing a lot of hype stuff, he's built up a lot of interest, and it's a fairly decent possibility we may see Vladimir and he fight in September. And that's the next biggest fight. It's very difficult to get Vladimir and Vitaly to fight because not only are they brothers, but they're the best friends. If you ever saw how close those two are. And it's a little bit more than just being brothers.
I'm going to leave that at just like that. Go, Father. How's Tommy Hearns doing? I was reading in the paper a couple months ago. He wasn't doing too well financially. What's happening?
I don't know myself. I have not spoken to Tommy too much about that. We've spoken, but he never mentions anything to me. So I guess he must be doing okay. I must have something in the works, maybe. I know they auctioned off some of his, you know, personal items, and I don't know whether it was a deal made, whatever they sold or settled on that or what. I don't understand what's going on. Tommy doesn't talk to me too much about his personal.
Man, I'll tell you what.
I read it in the paper like everyone else does.
Yeah, I know.
Even though we communicate daily.
The IRS TKO'd me. I'm willing to admit it, man. You don't mess with them dudes. They win. They audit you, and you can't come up with a receipt. You're done. Oh. KTKO, the IRS, in two rounds over Pedro. Anyway, Emmanuel, who else are you working with besides Cotto?
Well, mainly most of my focus is still on the Klitschkos right now. You know, my job with HBO is very demanding and drives a lot of my time, so I don't have the ability to work with a lot of fighters at the same time.
Okay.
And I still have Andy Lee.
Okay. Have they retired Larry Murch? I know he's going to work the Mosley-Mayweather fight on May the 1st, but for all intents and purposes, have they rode him out of town?
I don't know. He was with me last night working and, you know, seemed to be same old Larry.
Okay.
You know, and they tried to, I guess, get rid of him and then do it properly. It was really amazing that one of the fans who came to his rescue, and they really made HBO have to take a second look at. He's still a big part of HBO, whether you hate him or love him. When you mention HBO right away in boxing, the first thing that they think about is Larry Mitchell.
All right. And now you're coming into your own as the best analyst on HBO, of course. I'm talking about the Goldfather, Hall of Famer himself from the Kronk Gym, folks, in Detroit, Michigan. And is the Kronk Gym just a memory now? Have they raised that building yet or what?
No, we've moved for the last 3 years. We've trained at a different location.
No,
some of it is away, but the original building is still there, and there is a big movement going to possibly reopen the gym right back there within the next 8 months.
Listen, during the wintertime, when you worked out down there, they turned on the furnace, and this place was so hot, and you got the sweat, and it was... It was just one of the greatest gyms of all time, no question about that. Of course, out of there came Tommy Hearns, Milton McCrory, Jimmy Paul. Speaking of Jimmy Paul, does he still own like 1,000 houses? The guy owns half of Detroit as far as real estate's concerned, don't he?
He's one champion of bass who made the least amount of money, and he's the wealthiest of all of them.
Yeah.
He's an extremely wealthy man right now. He probably owns about maybe 300 or 400 homes.
Man, and even if they're, yeah, good God. Anyway, Emmanuel, is the economy turning around in Detroit?
No, it's moving very slow. It's pretty much the same pace of the entire United States.
Things
are turning around, but it's at a slow pace. It didn't happen overnight. Don't forget, it took 8 years for it to get to where it is, so it's not going to change in 12 months.
Yeah, I know, but the bottom line is the man in the White House right now, they're going to start pointing the finger at him and trying to blame him after those 8 years of running us into the ground. Anyway, Goldfather, I love you. I thank you so much for appearing tonight. And one more thing. We lost Lorraine Chargan and Arthur McCanny Sr. McCanny Sr., of course, probably one of the best referees in the history of boxing. And Lorraine Chargan, icon herself. And a couple of words from the Goldfather on that?
Well, you hate to lose both of those. Not only were they a big part of boxing, but they both were extremely good people. I mean, as soon as you saw either one of those people, it was always a warm smile and a welcome. And, you know, at least we still were fortunate enough to have Don Chargan still here. But it's life, and as we all know, we all have to go one day. But at least they died normal deaths.
Their
memories are very well.
Emmanuel, I got to let you go, but I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going. I'm not going. I'll be like Bob Hope. You can roll me out. Keep Hope alive. Keep me alive. I'm serious. Anyway, Emmanuel, it's always fun to play with you. Have a good day, man, and tell everybody in Detroit I said hello.
Okay, and you're being on your show, Pedro.
Oh, man, my man, Emmanuel Stewart. Do I get funny and silly with him? Yeah, I do. I love the Goldfather. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Of course, a taped interview, and I've got a couple others that will air in coming shows here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with the passing, the Goldfather who passed away this week, of course, of the Kronk Gym. I'm talking about Emmanuel Stewart. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We kick it, of course, every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than $1 a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America. Rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free. No activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now. 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory 8-count, and Foreman is as poised as can be!
Get past the people! Get past the hitman!
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're trying to get on the good foot here, celebrating the life of Emmanuel Stewart, who passed away this past week at the age of 68 years old, way too early. I want to recommend, like I have on the past, on this show and on my website and this and that, the need of, for colonoscopies at the after the age of 50. Colon cancer is, for the most part, pretty preventable, and I wish to God that you would get a colonoscopy soon if you can. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Saturday and Sundays, we are at 11 a.m. again, Pacific time. Two different shows, two different days. 11 a.m. Pacific time Saturday mornings, 11 a.m. Pacific time Sunday mornings. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And as I said, Emmanuel Stewart's the subject of the hour. And I wanted to leave you with a funny Emmanuel Stewart story. Okay, something funny. Let's laugh a little bit. I did this at the WBO convention this past week in Florida when I read his eulogy to the attendees of the 25th annual convention. Speaking of the convention, Francisco Valcarcel of the WBO will be our guest on the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide at 11 a.m. Pacific time on many of these same stations. Okay, so Emmanuel Stewart lives across the street from Leon Spinks. Of course, this is when Leon had just won the World Heavyweight Championship back in the late 1970s. Okay, and he bought the house that Diana Ross of the Supremes used to own. In fact, all the three Supremes used to live on the same street, Florence Ballard and Mary Wilson, the late Florence Ballard. Anyway, so Diana moves off to Hollywood to do movies like Mahogany. Leon moves into her house, and one night, Emmanuel hears all this noise coming from the house. I mean, like, screams for help, pleas for help. Somebody's dying. It sounds like there's some torture going on or something like that. So Emmanuel goes to grab a gun. His wife says, no, you're not taking a gun. So he runs across the street, and he sneaks around the back of the house, and he goes into the house, and what does he find? He finds Leon's wife sitting on his chest as he's prone on the kitchen floor, and they're beating him. Him and her and a girlfriend are beating on Leon Spinks with a frying pan. Okay, just beating to death. And she says, Mrs. Spinks at the time says, hey, you want some? Emmanuel said, no. He went right back across the street and Matt said, you know, I should have just minded my own business. But the bottom line is, it sounded like Leon was getting killed. But that was one of the funny stories of my 30 years with the gold father of the Cronk chain passing this past week, the great Emmanuel Stewart. May you rest in peace, sir.